Brian Strong, the director of the North Carolina State Parks. Brian, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me.
What's the process been like to get this park and other parks in Western North Carolina reopened?
Yeah, well, each park is a little unique in terms of, you know, what type of damage each one sustained. So South Mountains, because of the rugged terrain and the sheer amount of rivers we have there, we had a lot of damage associated with flooding. So we lost a lot of the bridges. We lost a lot of the trails and access areas along there. So this one, and then the other big damage here was a lot of wind damage and trees that fell. So this particular park, it's been an incredible amount of staff getting in there, cutting, opening back up those trails, getting that area open. So this one was a lot more on that side of things, and then getting bridges back up and running. So that's been the challenge with this particular park.
How many more parks overall in Western North Carolina need to be reopened?
So there are three essentially that have been totally closed. So that includes Mount Mitchell, Chimney Rock State Park, and South Mountains. Several of the other we closed at the height, about 13 parks. Several other ones are back open, but certain use areas are still closed because of tree damage. It could be a boat ramps that were damaged, swim beaches that have been impacted. So we're still working on use areas, but the three parks, Chimney Rock, Mount Mitchell, and South Mountains have been totally closed. So we're excited to get South Mountains back open.
Is there a timeline for getting all of these either partially reopened or, in the case of South Mountains, fully reopened?
Yeah, so, I think South Mountains, it'll be, we've gotten pretty much the big chunk of what we can open at South. So South Mountains, we're excited that we'll have the week, that whole, we're still sort of narrowing on a date, but it'll be the week of April the 6th to get what those areas reopen. So what will be open there is the visitor center. We'll have the tent and trailer park campground reopened. We'll have some of our backpack campsites open and a few of the trails. But we do still have the, equestrian campground and some of the creek and the fall backpack campground will still be closed. And a lot of that is due to these bridges that were totally washed away. And so we can't get the equestrians back there. But the biggest thing is a safety issue for us. If folks are way back in the back area, without those bridges to get our UTVs across to help people if they get stranded or injured, it takes hours to hike and get people back out. So, we're going to open some trails, but those ones are going to be some, long-term funding and bridges that we'll need to get those access points back. The other parks, if you look at Chimney Rock and you look at Mitchell is related to when we'll get the parkway back open.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still waiting on that. So getting that access open from Asheville to Mitchell. And then at Chimney Rock, obviously, the bridge that washed out, the public access is not there yet. So we're still waiting and been great working with DOT to get that bridge back. But as soon as we get that bridge back open, we're hoping to get the public back up into the park.
Visiting with Brian Strong, the director of the North Carolina State Parks, I am curious your perspective on these potential cuts to the park system, how you're preparing for those and what impact they might have to the park system in our state.
Yeah, I think, most of those are going to occur, all those at the federal level.
Sure.
And I'm not really sure, I think maybe one of the big impacts will be visitation. I don't know, having some of these areas closed, we haven't been through sort of a big visitor season in this time of year with these cuts to see how that staffing will all work out. I haven't really been, I'm not sure if the National Park Service or those folks have really determine if they'll have to close use areas or campgrounds or things like that because of personnel cuts. So I think that one's sort of a wait and see to see kind of how that could impact us and increase visitation to the parks. But again, we're going to do our best to get as much opened as we can to reopen Western North Carolina. We're excited about South opening.
Yep.
and we're going to continue to work hard and with our partners to get the rest of them back open.
Brian, as I let you go, just what do you want folks to know about our state parks across the state of North Carolina, and where can our listeners go to find programmings or parks that are near them across our state?
Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, and I know this is an amazing state.
It
you
is.
Know, the diversity from the mountains to the coast, and, you know, it's just, you got it all. And we're very fortunate as a park system, the state, and, you know, we have multi-generational people that have brought their kids and their kids and their kids' kids now come to the park. I think that's amazing. We are excited to do that. My encouragement is find a new park. You know, go to ncparks.gov, which is our website. Find a park you've never been to. You know, plan a day trip to get out there. There are so many unique places and so many unique parks that are special. And you know, I'm really proud of what we do, and excited that again this is reopening, and we're excited to continue to reopen Western North Carolina.
Brian Strong, Director of the North Carolina State Parks. Brian, always appreciate the time and the perspective, and look forward to visiting again sometime soon.
Oh, anytime. I appreciate the time.
Always.
Take care.
You too.